Welcome back, Carlos. I'm calm, professional female, and today we're turning to one of philosophy's most provocative figures, Friedrich Nietzsche. His writing can seem intense, poetic, and sometimes deliberately unsettling. Yet beneath the famous phrases and dramatic imagery lies a practical challenge. How can a person affirm life, create meaningful values, and grow beyond inherited assumptions? Nietzsche did not present one tidy philosophical system. He wrote through arguments, aphorisms, stories, and striking thought experiments. That means his principal thought is best approached as a constellation of connected ideas rather than a single doctrine. At its center is his critique of values. Nietzsche asks where our moral beliefs came from, whose interests they serve, and whether they encourage vitality or suppress it. His declaration that God is dead is not simply a celebration of disbelief. It points to a cultural crisis. When traditional sources of authority lose their power, what can ground meaning and morality? This question leads toward nihilism, the danger that life may appear to have no purpose or value. Nietzsche's response is not passive resignation. He urges self-overcoming, the difficult work of confronting one's habits, weaknesses, and borrowed convictions in order to become capable of creating values. Ideas such as the will to power and the Übermensch belong within this effort, though neither should be reduced to crude domination or a fantasy of superiority. They concern transformation, creative strength, and the possibility of becoming more fully responsible for the shape of one's life. Then comes one of Nietzsche's most demanding thought experiments, eternal recurrence. Imagine having to live this exact life again and again, with every joy, error, disappointment, and ordinary moment repeated. Would that prospect crush you, or could you affirm your life so completely that you would accept its return? Nietzsche's language has been interpreted, disputed, and misused, so careful distinctions matter. We can engage his questions without treating every claim as a command. His enduring value may lie precisely in how forcefully he disrupts complacency. So as we begin, keep one question open. If inherited values no longer answer for us, what would it take to create values that genuinely affirm life?